Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
7 o'clock, Sports Radio 94. WIP, Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley's behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. As the circus continues here in Philadelphia, Tucker might have to cue up some legitimate circus music here, because we have a circus here in Philadelphia. We have a circus, and it is the Philadelphia 76ers. And they won last night. They pulled away in the third quarter. Maxey played well, and B, when he was out there, did his thing. And Andre Drummond had a million rebounds. Cool. I mean, it was a nice win to start the season, and it'd be fun if we were talking about a team that we thought had, you know, legitimate title chances and felt good about where this franchise was going. But that's not really true. I mean, if you're blocking out all the noise today and you're like, well, we, you know, beat the Pelicans last night, then you're living in the clouds. Because what's going on right now is ridiculous, and the Sixers look like an absolute circus. I mentioned the other night that I put the onus for where this is now. I'm not absolving Ben Simmons. He's acting unprofessional, and I want that guy as far away from here as possible. But I'm putting the onus now on the Sixers and Daryl Morey specifically, because this should have been over by now. This should have been over. And as you read some of the quotes from the Sixers and some of the reporting that's coming out and Daryl Morey's quotes, and it's like, you know, the Sixers seem very, very willing to play a staring contest with Ben Simmons. You want to come in here and pretend you have a back injury and say you're not mentally ready to play? Oh, yeah? Well, we'll wait this out for 4 years. Feels like a bad Seinfeld write-up that Larry David probably threw in the trash at one point. We'll just wait it out. What's the worst that could happen? What the worst that could happen is the Sixers are wasting time and they're wasting reality. I mean, like, the idea that a star is going to be offered for Ben Simmons now, like someone's going to wake up today and say, you know what? I'll trade you my star for this guy. Go ahead. You could have him. It's not happening. At some point, Daryl Morey has to realize that this ideal scenario is not going to happen. And it's a general manager's job to build the best possible team in any way possible. And what I'm getting frustrated with the Sixers right now is there seems like there's two things at play here. One, there's some stubbornness and some ego at play where, well, we're not just going to trade this guy because he asked. Okay, you don't have to like it, but your job, again, is to build the best basketball team. That's it. It's not to get your way. It's not to come out on top of a staring contest. It's to build the best basketball team. And right now, the Sixers are actively not doing that for the hope that it will work out their way at some point. The hope it'll go back to, you know, the pendulum will swing. I don't think it's going to swing. And I'm also frustrated with the Sixers right now because the idea that, you know, this isn't a distraction is ridiculous. It is a distraction. And not just for us and you know, talking on the radio about it and bantering back and forth and all the noise you hear. It's got to be a legitimate distraction for the players. Like, they will come here tomorrow. They had a practice a couple days ago where one of their players was kicked out. They're going to come to the arena every game for shoot-around wondering if their point guard's going to play that night and will he show up. I mean, the idea this isn't a distraction to the players is silly. Of course it is. Let's stop living in la-la land. It's going to be a distraction. And at some point, you have to cut your losses. And if you're a great general manager, the way Daryl Morey has been portrayed, I mean, the fanboys of this general manager in Philadelphia, it's unbelievable. Like, it's as if he won titles here. Daryl Morey could do no wrong. He's done wrong. He's done plenty of wrong already. He is a good general manager. I was happy he came here. I supported him in the past. But goodness gracious, he's botched this thing. Because we're into the season now. Ben Simmons is, I mean, making a mockery at this point of the franchise. Like, oh, my back hurts. Can't come in. Can't play. Not going to be there tomorrow. I mean, I'm just waiting to see how far this goes. If you're a Seinfeld fan, familiar with when George tried to get fired from the Yankees, you know, it's strawberry sauce on the Babe Ruth jersey, dragging the World Series trophy around the parking lot up there in the Bronx. Like, we're not far away from that. Like, this feels like he's George Costanza in office. This is crazy. And I'm at the point now where I think Daryl Morey needs to trade him ASAP now for whatever the best offer is on the table. And I don't know what that is. You don't know what it is. I mean, Howard's throwing out TJ McConnell a half hour ago. Whatever the best offer is, make the trade now. End this thing now. This ideal, this pie in the sky idea that if we just wait it out, if we just are steadfast about this, we'll get a star. We're not trading Ben Simmons until we get a star back. Well, let me ask this question. And maybe, Daryl Morey's listening on his ride tonight, wherever he's going. Maybe he's going out to a nice dinner. Maybe he's going to meet with Rich Paul somewhere. Or maybe he's just flipping through the stations, or he's on his Odyssey app. We appreciate Daryl having the Odyssey app. Maybe he hears this. Hey, Daryl Morey, I have a question. What are you going to do if you don't get a star back? You know, we all have these things we want in life, and whether it's your job or your personal life, like we all want these things. We have these goals, right? Every one of us has a goal, big picture, small picture. You might have a goal that you're never going to take a job unless it offers you six figures and the best bonuses you'll ever see. That's probably a great job. I applaud you if you get one of those jobs. What happens if no one offers you that kind of job ever? You going to stay unemployed, or are you going to make the most of your situation and take a good job and go about building the best life for yourself and your family? Or how about, the idea of finding a mate, getting married, right? Finding someone to spend the rest of your life with. Well, maybe you say, I'm not getting married until I find someone that is so perfect, a 10 out of 10 with the greatest personality ever. Well, what happens if you wake up one day and that person's never showing up? And you never found that person. You want to live alone? Be alone? I mean, that's what you want, fine. But that's, sometimes people decide to go down different paths. They find the good in whatever person they're around. Like, this idea that only for a star, only for a difference maker. That's wonderful, Daryl Morey. What if that's not offered? At some point, you got to pivot. And as a GM, you have to make the most of your situation, which is a disgruntled player acting like a baby, trying to destroy the franchise and trying to sabotage the season. And in the name of ego, stubbornness, hope, we're just going to play this out and we're going to pretend like we'll just win a staring contest here. I think Daryl Morey is approaching this the wrong way. And if I were the Sixers right now, I would trade him today, tonight, for the best possible offer, whatever that is. And then I would take what I have, whether that is, a decent player they get back, a couple decent players, one notch below a star, a couple picks, whatever the machinations of a trade would be. And I would then work my tail off to remake the roster off of that, right? A couple extra young players, a couple extra first-round picks they get back, and then go make another trade for a player that you like and make the team better. But this idea of I'm going to sit on my hands. Like, we'll wait it out. When my phone rings, when someone calls me and says, Daryl, we've got a top 10 player in the league. You want him for Ben Simmons? That's when I'll say yes. Because if that's what we're waiting for, we're going to keep waiting. And if Daryl Morey wants to say he won a staring contest while the Sixers play a man down all season, well, good for him. But I don't think that's what a great GM does. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. It really comes down to this for the Sixers now. Would you trade Ben Simmons ASAP for whatever you could get? Or do you want to play the game? Because it certainly sounds like Daryl Morey and the Sixers want to play the game, which is we'll just wait this thing out. Tucker, you're Daryl Morey. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm waiting it out.
Oh, boy.
I'm waiting it out, Joe, because the idea, and I understand that a lot of people are ready to move on. Like, I agree, right? Like, I don't want to deal with the Ben Simmons situation anymore. I just told you earlier that I'm kind of sick of it, right? I think everyone's sick of Ben Simmons, sick of the story, sick of everything. Like, no one's a winner here. No one's going to come out of this feeling good about themselves, right? Everyone kind of feels gross talking about Ben Simmons and the Sixers right now. But I look at it and I agree with Daryl Morey. I agree that, I'll sit here and wait. Why not? Is this team a contender right now? No. Would they be a contender with an additional role player or two if they move on from Ben Simmons? No. So if you're going to sit here and you're going to wait for the best offer, if you're going to have the longest look in the room, as Sam Mankey once said, I'll sit and wait. I'll sit and wait for another player to get hurt, wait for another player to become disgruntled, wait for another team to get so desperate that they'll give you something of value for Ben Simmons. Because right now, I mean, his value has never been lower, right? And I feel like we say that once a week and somehow he finds a way to dig the hole deeper and get lower. But, I mean, he has to be on bedrock now, right? Like, he has to be at absolute rock bottom. And at some point, with the season going on and with players becoming, you know, eligible to be traded again in a couple weeks.
Right.
And you know, teams playing and maybe a surprise team, you know, gets hot and decides that, you know, Ben Simmons is a player that's going to put them over the top and foolishly trades, you know, a couple first round picks for him. Until that happens, yeah, I have no problem waiting out. And if you get to watch Ben Simmons and see him sit at home and basically see his contract slowly dissipate because he refuses to participate with the team, is it petty to enjoy that? Possibly, but I'm going to.
So I'll ask you, because you're in effect, you're playing the role of Daryl Morey. Are you willing to throw the season away for principle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what he's doing, isn't it?
That's why I'm frustrated. You know why? Because real life and principle, I think we like, this is real life. It's not a video game where you could just simulate to the next year. Joel Embiid is a star player. Like, imagine telling Joel Embiid, trust me, big fella, I'm going to get us the best offer. And then we waste the year of this guy's career. Like, this doesn't work in real life. Real life doesn't sit around and wait for this amazing thing to happen. You got to make the most of the situation. Tucker wants to wait. I've had enough already. I'll trade Ben Simmons today for the best offer that's out there. I'd call every other GM and say, by noon tomorrow, if you're interested, give me your best offer, whatever it is. I'd line them up. I'd pick the best one and be done with this. 215-592-9494. Would you wait this out? Are you willing to wait this out? If you're Daryl Morey. I let Tucker be Daryl Morey, and he's basically like, yeah, cool. Let's wait it out.
I'm just doing Daryl Morey things.
Yeah, just doing Daryl Morey things, just not winning titles. Warren is in Cherry Hill. What's up, Warren?
Hey, what's going on? I really wish I caught Howard, because I got to be honest with you. Howard's one of the best. He does his homework. But before Morey came in, I'm telling you, you can check with him. Howard, not only before anybody even thought it, Howard said that was going to be our GM and how happy he was. So he's changing his mind. But that's here and there. I got to be honest with you. I agree with your partner. Sometimes spite and sometimes stuff like that, it works. I will not let that little garbage baby and the rest of his hanger-ons get anything out of it. Let me ask something. The trade right now, if they just do it for anything, if it's McCollum or whatever it is, they're not winning the championship that way either. So as long as Embiid, they talk to Embiid, I don't want nothing to do with that kid, but I'm sure not going to let him go and just do this. The NBA is going to have to make a choice soon. I just want to know, what do we have to pay him or when don't we? He can't say this backwards every other day. They'll send him somewhere, and they're going to have to sit and go, well, if you don't play, you don't get paid.
So, Warren, I think it's fair what you're saying, and it would be fun to watch him kind of grovel and sit there and not get paid. But how does that help the Sixers?
I don't think I want a title. I could care less about anything else. And any trade they make now, they obviously don't think there'll be a title contender.
But Warren, how does keeping him help you win a title?
Because during the regular season, we've already seen the number one seed does not mean that much. So I want to see, I'm not talking the whole year, but you're talking after one game. I am not going to let this little creep get
away. This is the problem. And Warren, I appreciate your call, and I respect you. This is the problem. Everyone's making it personal. Screw Ben Simmons. Stop trying to make it about winning. This is why I think part of me feels like Daryl Morey wants to win the staring contest. And we want to get all angry and say, Ben Simmons, you wronged us. Now you sit there and you don't get paid. I don't care about Ben Simmons. I'm done with that guy. I care about the Sixers trying to win. Like, this is ridiculous. I find this whole thing ridiculous. Like, the idea of let's make him grovel and sit there at home while we play a man down all year. Like, everyone keeps telling me, if you're not training him for a star, you're not a title contender. Well, he's not playing, you're also not a title contender.
So it's a net sum of zero, and we get to, you know, have a little revenge.
No. Because if you train him for something and you're a good GM, you then could take what you get back, even if it's imperfect, and reroute that and build your team a different way. Like, it feels like this is just the easy way out. Daryl Morey's job is not to play games of spite with some soft 26-year-old loser who plays video games in his house in Jersey named, what is his name, Simo something?
Sounds like what you do all day.
I wish I played video games all day. What's his gamer name?
Simo the Savage.
Yeah, Simo the Savage. We're having a staring contest with Simo the Savage. This is ridiculous. Trade this guy and move on. Mark in Woodbury Heights. What's up, Mark?
Joe, again, it's really getting crazy. I agree with you again.
See, Mark, I think you found the light. You and I were finally on the same page. It's happened.
I have been following Philadelphia sports since the mid-70s. I've never seen a guy who has sabotaged a team. Selfish, just sick. A guy that zero self-accountability and self-responsibility. You know, what a lesson for kids to learn today, looking at the actions and behavior of this gentleman. Get rid of him now. Just by him not being on the team, they're better. They're better. Because at the end of the day, in the playoffs, you can't win with him. You can't. You can win regular season games with him, but you can't win playoff games with him because he's a deer in headlights. He wants no part of the moment, okay? And it's never going to happen. You know, it was so refreshing last night to see guys on the court who were offensive-minded.
Yeah, they could shoot, and they spread the floor. It looked like, you know what it looked like, Mark? It looked like basketball like we see with the other teams in the league.
It's, I mean, seriously, when I saw this kid play in college, and then I saw him play in his first summer league game with the Sixers, I swear to God, I called my brother after that summer league game, and I said, I don't know what all the hype is with this guy. Then I watched the documentary on him on Showtime. Did you ever see that documentary on
Yes, I have, yes.
Isn't this the same thing that documentary portrays him to be?
Totally. I mean, he's never changed.
He's never changed. He is an entitled, enabled human being. Another lesson for people.
Yeah, and it's a
shame. Enable your kid.
Yeah, and Mark, and I appreciate you calling. How about that? Mark and I used to fight all the time. Now he's seen the light. I'd say Mark is now one of my favorite calls. I mean, he was one of my favorite calls, even when he yelled at me and told me I was an idiot. Let me throw another analogy at you because I mentioned that, you know, you keep waiting for something perfect, you might end up with nothing. Like if you're waiting for the six-figure job with great benefits and, you know, 2 months off each year of free time, you might just be unemployed for a while. Someone sent me a message because Howard said earlier that he would trade Ben for TJ McConnell right now. And obviously that was just a fun exercise to talk through. But someone sent me a message, said, you don't trade in a Benz for a Kia. Okay? A car reference, right? Don't trade a Mercedes-Benz for a Kia. You know what I say to everyone out there? Right now, he's not playing. So the Mercedes-Benz, and Ben Simmons is not a Mercedes-Benz. Let's just relax, okay?
Yeah, but it's in the name. Yeah,
you know what? Let me ask you this question. What would you rather have? If you need to drive somewhere, would you rather have a just normal, regular, every man car, or no car at all until you get a sports car? Right now, they have no car. I don't understand. Like, to me, this is common sense. He's not playing here anymore. He doesn't want to. Okay? You're not getting something special for him. Trade him away for what you could get. Like, Daryl Morey must be living in the clouds. Did anyone else watch the tip-off of the NBA last two nights? All I see is guys shooting jump shots from everywhere. You think anyone's watching their team play and say, you know what? We could use that Simmons guy. I don't.
Do you think Morey has had conversations with people revolving around stars?
Yeah.
Because I feel like, obviously, if he was offered one straight up, he would have taken it by now, and this would have been over, right?
Of course.
Right? And that's what he has claimed when he speaks to the media. But I just feel like he has to know something more. Right, like he has to know that some team, some player, some GM that he's talked to, there has to be something in the works. Not something imminent, not something that's going to happen today, tomorrow, next week, even a month from now. But
yeah,
if the options were as fruitless and were as barren as we think they are and assume they are, don't you think he's smart enough to have moved on by now?
Or is he holding out hope? And maybe he's heard through the grapevine there's a chance, I don't know, Lillard, Beal, Kyrie, right? One of those things goes sideways, and he's got the chip. Is that? I think that could be. I mean, maybe in his mind, a 10% chance on those three is worth kind of the walking through crap for 2 months. Maybe, I don't know. I mean, is it? Is a 10% chance that those guys worth a season of this?
Yes.
Is a 5% chance those guys worth a season of this?
Maybe not.
I don't think it is. And we're about to find out. 215-592-9494. We'll get everybody up here coming up on the other side. I would trade Ben Simmons immediately for whatever the best offer is. Call every team in the league tonight. Send a text. How are these GMs work these days? send the mass text out. You think it works like that? Mass text. He's got the little group on his phone. Other GMs. Sends the text. Guys, need your best offer by noon tomorrow. And you get the laughing emojis from the good teams. Like, they're not responding. And then the bad teams start sending their bad offers. Whatever. Send the message. Make the phone calls. By noon tomorrow, give me the best offer. I pick one. That's how I would approach it. Tucker, he says, you know what? Buckle up. We're going in for the long haul here. We're going all season. No big deal that this is, you know, the season's getting sabotaged here. I would trade him for the best offer tomorrow. Tucker would wait this thing out. What would you do? 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in on Sports Radio 94 WIP. And there's a big Week 7 matchup between Houston and Arizona. FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is about to make it even bigger because FanDuel is giving new customers 30-1 odds on either team to win. That means you can end the NFL week right by winning $150 on a $5 bet. I'm on Arizona's side. They're going up against one of the worst teams of pro football. Still have their backup quarterback in there. Meanwhile, Arizona's defense underrated, and their offense, of course, electric with an MVP candidate at quarterback. Offers like this, one of the many reasons I love betting the NFL on FanDuel Sportsbook. It's the number one rated sportsbook app in America, and it's fast and easy payouts when you win. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP. FanDuel is sports betting made simple, and they're always hooking you up with great offers. Plus, when you win, you get paid in as little as 24 hours. See for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Just sign up with promo code Gilio this week. Before Houston takes on Arizona, you could win $150 on a $5 bet. Remember to use promo code Gilio so they know I sent you exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
728 Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Gilio with you. Tucker Bagley behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Not sure I'll be here tomorrow night, guys. Back's acting up a little bit, Tucker. A little back tightness. Might be out tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, this is what it, way it is, right? Like, you gotta deal with it, right? You got to buckle down. And, I mean, no one at WIP is going to say anything.
Well, I mean, you sit in a chair for a living.
I do sit a lot. I try to stand a lot when I'm not.
I feel like I used to stand at the old station more.
Yeah, you know what it is? The desk here. Like, what do you call it? I guess it's a desk. Like, whatever. What would you call what's in front of me?
I would say a desk or a table.
Yeah, but it's just a really big desk. Really big desk. But at the old place, I think it used to be a little higher.
And all the chairs are broken at the old place, too.
Yes. But I felt like I was more, and now I knocked my headphones out, so I can't even hear what's going on. Hold on a second, everybody. Yeah, see, this is why I don't stand here. I knocked the headphones out. It's a mess. I also feel like I'm too high up when I stand here. At the old place, it was like more on the level.
Right.
Maybe it's because, did you stand at the other place?
Usually. Like, if I stand
now.
See,
that's better. That's part of it. If you're standing, I need to stand. Now we could see each other level.
This is good radio.
All right, I'm going to keep standing here. 215-592-9494. The bottom line is this. Good radio, bad Sixers, good Sixers. The reality is they got to trade Ben Simmons ASAP. It's over. I'm not playing this anymore. This feels like watching a grown-up, like a parent, and there's a kid throwing a tantrum, and the parent starts yelling back. You don't do that. Like, the Sixers have become the parent yelling back. Move on. Get this guy out of here. Get what you could get back. And if Daryl Morey's as good of a GM as all the Daryl Morey fans out there think he is, well, then he'll rebuild the team in a better way. He'll use the assets he gets for Ben, player, picks, whatever, and go trade them for something you like. Like, this isn't rocket science. Oh, we got to hold on to Ben Simmons till we get a star back. All right, keep waiting. You're not going to get that. Cameron is in Maniac. What's up, Cameron?
Hey, Joe. I am 100% with you on this. It basically feels like Morey is taking this more personally towards Ben than anything else. And, you know, just for color, I'm a Portland Trailblazer fan from Portland. I live in Philly. We are equally as desperate as the Sixers for completely different reasons. But when you've got a guy like, you know, you hear the offer that came out. It was like CJ and 3 firsts is what Morey wanted for Simmons. A ridiculous offer. Like, why aren't you keying in on a guy like McCollum who can help you get to that next point? Meanwhile, people are laughing out the door on offers like that. Despite it being, that's a good offer, like for a good player. You've probably got to add some stuff in there, but, you know, it feels like Morey's being ridiculous with this entire situation, playing it completely wrong. My 2 cents.
Yeah, and I think it's almost like the smartest guy in the room syndrome. Like, he just thinks that if he's patient, it'll work out for him. And, I mean, maybe there's a 10%, 5% chance it will, but I just wonder if he's considered the opposite side, where maybe no one's going to ever offer that star, and we're just wasting time here.
Totally agree. Yeah, I feel like I don't think anybody ever offers that star just because of the bad press that comes along with it. It would have to be somebody like a Popovich, like a really good coaching situation that would overshadow the fact that you're taking on this diva to even consider it, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's frustrating. Cameron, appreciate the call. There is, you know, I think there's a risk in trading a good player for a lesser player, right? That's in basketball, that's always risky. When you downgrade in talent, it's risky because you in general, you make your team lesser and give them a lesser chance to win a championship. I think we'd all agree on that. That's the way the NBA works. There's also a risk in wasting time. And for the Sixers, particularly right now at the stage Joel Embiid is at in his career, wasting years is as big of a risk for me as trading Ben Simmons for role players. I mean, also, can we take a deep breath on Ben Simmons as a difference maker? Can I make a case that Ben Simmons is just a very expensive, very high-profile role player anyway? Like, Daryl Morey's whole thing of, you can't trade a star for a role player. Like, is Ben Simmons really a star, or is he a glorified role player that we've attached the name star to for a long time now? Like, let's also calm down. Yes, you don't trade Kyrie Irving or James Harden for role players, because then those guys carry franchises, especially Harden, Durant, you know, those guys. I mean, is Ben Simmons really that kind of star that carry, like, stars that move the needle on title odds? Daryl Morey seems to think he is. I don't know.
I think a lot of it goes with his pedigree, right? Like, we talk a lot about Jalen Hurts kind of not getting a fair shake because he's a second-round pick.
Right.
Right. If he was a top-five pick, people would be more willing to give him a fair shake and be more patient with his development. Is Ben Simmons a star because he was the number one overall pick?
Yep.
Like, if Ben Simmons was picked 15th overall, like, where Giannis is picked, and had this kind of career, like, maybe he does make the All-Star team 2 or 3 times. Is he still viewed in this light? Or is he viewed as a guy who, he's nice, he does a lot of things, but he's not a bankable superstar?
Nope.
I think that a lot of his value comes from where he was drafted and what he did before he got to the NBA and how he was touted before he was drafted number one overall.
Yeah, I just feel like Morey right now is coming off to me as part stubborn and part like some sort of like car salesman or magician. Like, maybe if I just wave this over here, I'll get something great for what I have in my hand. Then he opens his hand and there's nothing in there. Like, I don't know what's...
Just a bunch of sand.
Yeah, I mean, that's like, at some point, I feel like the Sixers and Morey leading the charge, they want to win They want to come out winners in this. When the reality is, all they have to do is come out better off on the other side. Whatever that means. Whatever that means, just come out better off when the whole run of transactions end. Ben for this, and then I take this, and I trade it for that. Like, Daryl Morey should know better than anybody. One trade doesn't have to define who you are. Like, whatever the best offer is for Ben right now, it may not make Daryl Morey, you know, do jumping jacks. Like, he may not be like, oh, this is great. But no one is stopping him from taking whatever he gets back for Ben and rerouting it somewhere else in a different deal, you know, using draft picks and whatnot, and making the team better. That's the point. This is for as frustrating as Ben Simmons is, and that guy, I think we've all lost total respect for him as an athlete, and he'll never get it back in Philadelphia. But he's just a pawn in the game now. This is Rich Paul on one side, it's Daryl Morey on the other side, and it's a staring contest. And I'm not interested in winning a staring contest. I'm interested in winning basketball games. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Greg, who's in the Northeast. Hey, Greg.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for having me on, buddy.
You got it, buddy. What are you thinking tonight?
I completely agree with you. I don't understand this whole, like, waited out 4 years. Is that a joke? This Ben Simmons let's be honest, he played horrible in the playoffs last year. And now this distraction and this bullcrap that he's putting through, what GM or what team would want him? To be honest, that's what I'm questioning, because I don't know. Why would they want him?
I don't know either, Greg. And, the worst part is, you know, I don't know which team's going to want him. I don't know which team is going to offer a star for him. My inclination is right now, Greg, none. Like, no team's going to offer their star. And Daryl Morey's holding out for some sort of, like, magic pie-in-the-sky hope that a star forces his way out of, you know, another city and the Sixers could offer Ben and they'll get him. And I just think the odds of that happening are pretty low.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. Even when I played hockey for, like, the junior Flyers, the little Flyers, if we had a guy that was acting like this, me and the assistant captains would have addressed it majorly. You know, I know they're pro athletes to get paid, but how is the team not even addressing this like Kelsey did? Like, I don't understand. They don't pull him aside and be like, dude, if you don't change, like, I don't know. I just don't.
Yeah, I don't think he cares.
So
yeah, it is. Greg, I don't think he cares. I mean, that's part of the problem with this. And I don't, like, even if they did, they wanted to go out to California in the offseason and talk to him, and he didn't. He said, "Don't come." Like, I just think he doesn't want to be here.
Yeah, and his back injury, that's just because he doesn't make it fine anymore. Let's be honest.
His back's fine. let's all be real. Okay. Greg, appreciate it. Yeah, Ben Simmons' back is A-okay. I mean, I think I said on the show the other night that, like, what's the next level of this nonsense? And I mean, quite clearly, it was going to be him faking some sort of injury, and now this is going to be a back and forth about money, and does he get his game checks, and can he sit out without getting paid? Is he suspended? Is he hurt? Mentally ready to play? Which I know there was a lot of discussion on the air today about that whole part of this now, that Ben Simmons may not be quote unquote mentally ready to play, and the Sixers are upset about that, according to Howard's report, that they're frustrated with that, and you know, that it makes us go down the rabbit hole of, like, you know, mental stuff with anyone, right? Lane Johnson, we know, is coming back to Eagles now. Bottom line is this. This is now going to be a fight over money. If he's never going to play for the Sixers again, and the Sixers are going to wait this out for as long as they are willing to get a star, it's going to be the fight's going to be about money. Does he get his money? Does he not get his money? Is he suspended? Does he get to go home with pay? Like, is this going to end up in a Deshaun Watson situation, where he's not here, he doesn't play, but they're still paying him? Because, I believe the Texans are still paying Deshaun Watson. He's getting paid to just sit at home and watch the Texans lose every game without him. So I don't know where this goes, but the way I look at it is very simple. If Daryl Morey is going to wait for a star, there is a chance that star never comes. So you have to have another route to finish this. Like, what is the end game here if nobody offers you a star? If Daryl Morey is listening, that's my question. And you can't just say, "We'll keep waiting," because you're wasting time. You're making your team lesser in the moment for the hope of making it more. This is almost like we're playing out a new process. Is this the new process? Is this process chapter 7? A new process while the team is actually a contender. We'll just have the longest view in the room again. Always. That's what it feels like. This is a new process, the Ben process.
Yeah, I mean, we're asking to be patient again while the clock ticks on probably the most physically fragile superstar in the NBA.
Who, by the way, is questionable tomorrow night with right knee soreness, Joel Embiid. So just in case you thought maybe that health stuff would go away. Art is in the Northeast. Hey, Art.
Joe.
Art.
It's October 21st, and here on this day, I am proposing that Tucker Bagley gets his own show.
What do you want to call it? The Tucker Show? The Bagley?
I'll just call it the Tucker Bagley Show because I am in his court. Finally, somebody that disagrees with you. I never thought that would come.
Well, no, that's not true. People disagree with me all the time. So, Art, I've listened to the Tucker Bagley Show. Yeah, we hang out for an hour before the show every night, and he's talking about his opinions. I would enjoy the Tucker Bagley Show.
This is the way I feel, Joe.
Okay.
I've been a Philadelphia sports fan for a long time, and I care about the teams. However, principle means a lot to me, and I think and I really don't like what Murray has done for the most part, but in this case, I think it's a matter of principle with him. And to me, as long as Ben said, and call me an idiot, and I'm sure a lot of people, including yourself, would disagree with me, but as long as that man, and that's the prerequisite, as long as he doesn't get paid because he decided to hold a team hostage with all that money, and he has 4 years to go, and he's deciding where he wants to go or that he wants to go, he'll take his ball elsewhere or whatever. Look at what happened with New Orleans, Joe. LeBron and Anthony Davis held their team hostage, made them make the trade. All it did was give the Lakers an NBA championship. That made me sick. I, as a matter of principle, as long as he doesn't get paid, I don't care how long Maury waits. And that's just the way I feel about it.
And, Art, I understand that, and I understand principle. But Art, I'll just ask you this, and I won't call you an idiot because I don't do that. But I just – so you're willing to make the team worse for principle?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I don't really know how much worse it's going to make it, and here's the reason why. I, along with you and along with Howard, don't think they'll get much for Simmons.
Right.
I don't think he's a star. I think he's a stiff. I agree with Howard on that. I don't want to hear about his great defensive play because, and again, I agree with Howard. The players he's covering are a lot shorter than him. Many times he doesn't play the man, the best scorer on the team. I think it's overblown, his great defensive prowess. A good defensive player, yeah. But they're, you know, what's a great defensive player in this year's NBA? It's all about scoring.
Totally.
It's all about heart. It's all about what you do in the big time. So, that being said, I don't think they're going to lose out. If they don't, they're not going to get hardly anything for him anyway. And, well, they shouldn't. A GM would have to be an idiot to come up with to sacrifice anybody really good for him. So what are you losing, Joe? What are you really losing by not making a move and not paying the guy? Telling the guy, you can't tell me how to run my team because you want to get out and you don't.
The principle is what you're gaining. And Art, I appreciate the phone call and I appreciate your perspective, but I don't think that makes the Sixers better. It's if you think you can get a star back for the guy, then why hasn't it happened yet? Okay, I don't think a star is coming to Philadelphia for Ben Simmons. I don't think it's going to happen. I think the biggest miscalculation Daryl Morey has made is the value of this player. He miscalculated in the summer. He's still miscalculating it now. I mean, Ben Simmons, is he an asset that someone would possibly take in a deal? Yeah, I mean, I think someone will take Ben Simmons off the Sixers' hand at some point here. But I just, like, what are we doing here? Are we trying to win a contest? Are we trying to say, I won, you lost to Ben Simmons? Is that what this is about? Because if that's what this is about, I think we're going about this the wrong way. The number one priority for Daryl Morey should be putting a championship team on the floor. And some of the quotes from the last time Morey spoke are alluded to that. Like, that's his job. He also calls Ben Simmons a difference maker, and he wants a difference maker back. Well, there's just like, there's a missing piece of logic here. If you're willing to let a difference maker sit, you're making your team worse right now with no guarantee you're getting a difference maker back at any point. Like, so, like there's an... Tucker, we went over odds or percentages earlier. There is a chance, whatever the percentage of this is, that Ben sits for a while, maybe a full year, still no star comes in, and they eventually just trade him for the role players they don't want to. Then they've thrown away a year and ultimately back to where I'm saying they should be tonight. That's a bad outcome.
And that's certainly possible. The one thing I find odd is if you ever listen to Daryl Morey speak, even before he was the Sixers president, I think back to time, he goes on the Bill Simmons podcast a lot.
Yeah.
And he was on one, I think it was before he took the job, and talked about his time in Houston. And he mentioned when they traded for Kyle Lowry. Like, at the time, Kyle Lowry was a backup point guard. They traded him in Houston. They benched their starting point guard and basically said, like, this guy's the future. You watch, Kyle Lowry's going to be great. And he didn't really pan out there. He moved to Toronto in free agency at the end of the year and kind of blossomed there instead.
Right.
But Daryl Morey, in his time in Houston, had an ability to kind of identify players who were misused, players who were possibly undervalued by their current team, and kind of bring out the best in them in the proper setting.
Well, Harden was the biggest example, right?
Right. Like, James Harden is another huge example. He was a sixth man who they brought in and turned into the most lethal scorer in the NBA of the last decade. I just find it odd that he's sitting here waiting for a bona fide star, and I mean, unless they aren't getting offered these guys that he's interested in anyway. But, like, he's proven before that he's been able to go out and find unknown quantities and turn them into something great. And it seems like even that he's unwilling to do in this situation.
I find it frustrating. And that's part of why I was a fan of Daryl Morey, because he did that. Right? There's a player out there right now. I don't know who it is. Maybe it's Tyrese Maxey. We can hope. That you look at what he did last year, the last couple years, in limited minutes, and with more opportunity, because that was the Lowry thing, that was the Harden thing for sure, with more minutes and more opportunity, he'll become a star. Like, just put him on the court, let him play 30 minutes. I don't know who it is, but there's someone in the NBA that fits that criteria that will become a star when he gets more minutes. And once upon a time, Jimmy Butler was that player with the Bulls. He didn't play much as a young player, and then he got more minutes, and he became a star. Yeah, it just feels like there's not much broad thinking here from Daryl Morey. Like, couldn't I do what he's doing right now? Nah, we're going to wait till someone offers me Bradley Beal for you. Like, I could do this.
It's easy to wait for a star, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, literally anyone could do what Daryl Morey's doing right now as long as they have the stomach for it.
Yeah, I mean, as long as you're willing to wait, you can basically sit here and wait for a star where a true GM, and I don't necessarily want to phrase it like that, but when someone who is as high profile and highly touted as Daryl Morey should be able to go out and say, oh, this guy in San Antonio is only playing 18 minutes a night, we actually profile him to be a top 15 NBA player if he's given the minutes. Let's go out and get that guy.
And they're not doing that right now. Let me throw one more scenario out there that I just kind of hit me because, you know, we've gone back and forth and people are just flipping out right now about Ben and what's going to happen here. So we've kind of played these scenarios out, right? Like, a year from now, they wait a whole year. No one's offered a star. Uh-oh, what are you going to do? You could trade them now for whatever the offers are. It's not a great outcome, but at least you're done with the scenario and you move on. Tucker painted a scenario where why not trade him for someone that is up and coming, maybe undervalued, and he blossoms here. I've got door number four, and I wonder if Daryl Morey thought about this one. Because this one, I think you got to have some, like, you got to look in the mirror and be honest with yourself. Let's say 5 months from now, or the trade deadline, what is that, February, March, whatever that is? Let's say Dame Lillard, who's been pretty steadfast wanting to stay in Portland. Let's say he wakes up one day, 2 days before the trade deadline, and says, you know what? It's not happening. It's not working. I gave my all to Portland. I want out. You know what would happen right away if that happened, right? Daryl Morey's eyes would light up. He'd get on the phone. He'd say, Portland, let's do it. I'll give you Ben and draft picks. What if they say, we're not interested in Ben Simmons? Like, we'll take the offer from the Knicks, or we'll take this offer from, you know, whoever. Like, we'll take this young player and that young player and those picks. Like, why are they getting – like, there's this almost assumption of the fan base. Well, Morey will be right. A star will come available. They'll trade Ben for him. What if that team doesn't want Ben Simmons? Have we thought of this one?
I mean, the Rockets weren't interested, right?
Right. So, like, the idea that Ben's this magical key we're holding on to get a star, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know that's the case. So, like, as you play out the scenarios of how this could play out the longer they wait, there's not many that come up Morey. There's not many that come up jackpot for the Sixers. What I see is a lot of time that's about to be wasted and nonsense. I mean, just pure nonsense that I know that this could galvanize it for a little while. Maybe they'll say, screw Ben, we don't need him, and they'll play well. The bottom line is they're going to play a man down until Daryl Morey wakes up and makes a trade. Goodness gracious, Daryl Morey, what a reputation that guy has. And I'm totally unenthused with this guy as a Sixers GM. This is just, it's amateur hour right now. Amateur hour, back issues, mentally not ready, and they're playing the Nets tomorrow. So
they're only 1-point underdogs against the Nets.
Yeah, you would think a little more. Well, we don't know about Joel, right? That would change. I guess Joel's maybe baked into that. Joel not 100%.
Yeah, I mean, you aren't enthused after watching Andre Drummond last night?
I mean, I know he's your new favorite player.
He had like 17 rebounds last night.
I mean, are you buying the jersey?
Absolutely nothing else.
Are you buying the jersey yet?
No, he sucks. He's just so bad. It's wild to me that this was the guy who 18 months ago people thought was a top five NBA center.
How many months ago?
I mean, you won a rebounding title two years ago.
I know. It feels like that's not that long ago. All right. Tomorrow night, back for full show. We'll get set for the Eagles and the Raiders, and I'm sure I'll yell some more about Daryl Morey and Ben Simmons. You guys have a great night. Continue to listen, of course. Coverage of Thursday Night Football is coming up next. The Browns and the Broncos tonight right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP. And hey, it's Joe Giglio. Your football is finally back, and your picks could be worth $10,000 with the Rocket Mortgage 2021 Pro Football Pick'em. Sign up today by texting picks to 20357 and just pick the winner of each week's games. No point spreads, no lineups, and totally free to enter. Pick the most games right throughout the season, and you could win $10,000. Sign up now by texting picks to 20357. That's picks to 20357. $1,000 up for grabs at the end of each week, and $10,000 in a season. The Rocket Mortgage 2021 Pro Football Pick'em.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.